Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, would they usually say Omar with the R? I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So here we are on this Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about Relationships Thursday. And we are talking about reminded of how come you can't mess with them no more. What do y'all know about what we're about to talk about? I imagine every single person listening to this show right now or later on is going to understand exactly what we are talking about. If you've ever tried to get back with somebody that you broke up with, and I'm not talking about somebody that you just broke up with. I'm talking about somebody that you broke up with a while ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, and y'all try to get it back together. Now, on the positive note, on the optimistic note, you're thinking like, well, you know, I was younger at the time, and there was a whole lot of other stuff going on with me, so I probably have to own some of the reasons why we couldn't get it together, or whatever. Maybe it just wasn't our time. But I'm a little bit older and more mature, and hopefully they're a little bit older and a little bit more mature. So we probably will be able to get back together and have something concrete this time around. And then you see quickly. Right in the middle of that conversation, or right when y'all met with each other, you start seeing like, there you go. That's the motherfucking reason I can't fuck with you. That's it. And you know what the illest part about it is? It's not that you don't like that person. It's that that person rubs you the wrong way. Often, it's not that they're stupid. It's not that they're ugly. It's not that they're unmotivated. It's not that they're lazy. It's not that they're broke. It's not that let's just say they have a whole lot of redeeming qualities, a whole lot of really, really great attributes, but you can't fucking stand them. Not for long. Not for long. And you start saying to yourself like, dang, I forgot how hard I was trying to ignore all of those things or that thing that they do that irritates me so much. I forgot. And I also remember thinking that I could get past it because I really thought it was me. I really thought like, yeah, I just don't like that. Other people don't have no problem with that. The problem is me. I just don't like that. It rubs me the wrong way. It gets under my skin. It makes me mad. It frustrates me. It makes me irritable. It makes me want to be like, get the fuck away. It makes me want to start dissing, cussing, insulting, and blaming. You know what I'm talking about? You get reminded of how come you can't mess with them no more. And then you might even get the revelation that what you mean is you can't mess with them no more, anymore, ever again on that level that you tried to mess with them before. Like, it ain't possible, son. You know what? You thought that because you are a little bit older and a little bit more mature that you would be able to endure this a little bit more. But turns out that your age and maturity has absolutely shown you that you know exactly what you want and you're not putting up with that BS anymore. That's what age and maturity has done for you. That's what age and maturity has done for you. And you might be a little upset about it, like, I'll be goddamn. Because at the end of the day, the problem is still you. But you can live with you. You can't live with them. Have you ever had a woman for a man or a man for a woman that you felt judged you? Maybe they judged you by their own standards. Maybe it was by the standards that they grew up. Maybe it was by religious standards. Maybe it was by cultural standards. Whatever the case, financial standards, whatever. But they looked at everything you did. Somehow they found a way to find fault in it. And These they may not have been things that you found fault in yourself at all about. I'm going to give some examples. I'm going to give some small examples that I know you could relate to, and then you can relate it to the bigger examples. But what I've found out, what I see is that even the smallest examples become magnified if you don't if you don't handle your B.I. But being laid up, stayed up, and prayed up with somebody that looks down on you, not necessarily, I shouldn't say looks down on you, but in a way, yeah. In a way, yeah. They might otherwise think that you're a great person. But they might pick away at that one little thing, whether you're insecure about it or whether you are battling with it, struggling with it, whatever. For example, like I said, I was going to take the smallest example. Let's say you're the type of person that likes finger food. You ain't really, you know, you like finger food. You like burgers. You like fries. You like nachos. You know, you like sandwiches. Those are the kind, it's not that you don't eat full course meals where you have to use a knife and a fork, but you prefer finger food. You like good old American finger food. You like cheesesteaks, hoagies, Subway sandwiches, Heroes. You like sour cream and onion dip, French onion dip, and potato chips, nachos. You like corn chips, finger foods. I mean, you like snacking foods that you eat with your fingers. Like, no big deal. No big deal, right? So, you like the food that you like. Some of it might not be healthy food, but you eat healthy when you feel like eating healthy or whatever. But this person tries to paint you as some kind of savage or some kind of unrefined, unsophisticated, ghetto or hood ratchet, you know, or low class person because you like finger food. Like I said, I said I was gonna go small. So they might not straight diss you over it, but they find a way to bring it into the conversation. So, you know, you watching a TV show or a movie or something, you know what I mean? Chewing on some popcorn and they over there. Oh, I see you got your little popcorn or whatever. Yeah. What gave it away? Sherlock Holmes? What? You know what I mean? Little shit that kills your vibe. Works on your mood, makes you want to snap. You know how if any of y'all have dogs, you know when you feed a dog, you got to let a dog eat out of his bowl. Don't go removing the bowl from the dog. They don't like that shit. They don't like it. They're not likely to bite the hand that feeds them, but they'll give you a warning like, don't do that, man. Like, if I come to the table while you eating, you know, and I start begging, I ain't even go up to you and touch it, touch the table or nothing like that. I'll probably get a newspaper to the ass if I do that to you. But you won't come over here moving my food while I'm eating? And I waited all day to eat. You kept my bowl empty all day. You ain't let me snack on my bowl all day. You made me wait till I got home so I wouldn't shit in the house or whatever. Like, I ain't housebroken. But then when I'm chowing down, after I done greeted you at the door, woof, woof, and all that shit, and you fed me, now I'm eating, get back to, you know, jumping all on you and all of that shit. You gonna fuck with my boy? Don't do that. Same thing. Little shit. Sometimes little shit by a person that you suspect doesn't respect you, sometimes that can really, really get to you. It can really, really get to you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Is that Annette Davis, the number one? That Annette Davis is number one? What's going on? Good to see me, some you. Glad to you came through. It's good to see. Hey, That's what I'm talking about. Now we got a party. Now we got a little party. But yeah, you get reminded. You get reminded of how come you can't mess with them no more. And it's not an option. At this point, it's not an option. You can never rock with them again. And you know it. The good part about this is now you don't even have a problem with that shit. It's like, yep, you right. I ain't fucking with you no more. But the thing is, you don't even tell them. Like, you don't even, like, they done irritated you so much, you ain't even telling them. Like, you know what, that's why I don't fuck with you like that. I ain't, you can't get none of my time. Like, I'm good. Shit like, so you still smoke? Do you still shit? Fuck you mean? Do I still smoke? Or how about this? How about they conveniently forget some of your accomplishments and ask you about some shit that you done already created a breakthrough with or whatever? Like, that would be like somebody asking me, like, oh, you still drinking? Like, bitch, what? Am I still what? You understand what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like I ain't seen you since 2011 or 12. You know damn well I don't drink. But here's what it is. It's not that they know, it's not that they don't know that you don't drink. It's that they don't believe that you don't drink. You understand what I'm talking about? It's that they don't believe that you don't drink. So you have me, in my case, I haven't hit the bottle since 2012. But they figure I'm just saying that shit to impress somebody. Oh, I know he done had a drink on the low. So is that because you would have had a drink on the low by now? You know, shit like that. And because it shows that they never had any real faith in you. They never really believed in you. They never had any real confidence in you. Either that or they always wanted, to see you kind of, not necessarily fail, but they didn't want to see you win. They wanted to make sure that you still had a kryptonite. They don't want to see the Superman in you. They don't want to see the Superwoman in you. So although they know that you don't do something that you used to do anymore or whatever, they're going to ask you about it. Like, yeah. You still get food stamps? Nigga, yo. You know, shit like that. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Am I talking to myself here? No. Let me know. I'm about to read y'all comments in a minute. Saying, you know what I mean? Hold on. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get'emism Show. Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. And we are talking about reminded of why you can't mess with them no more. Like I said, on the optimistic side, on the positive note, you're not even upset, sad, or feeling bad in any type of way that this chapter of your life is really closed. It's officially closed. Like, there's no denying this. Whereas before, you might have hoped that the door was still open because you really thought that person was a good person. And it's not that they're not a good person, but they're not the good person for you. They're not the good person for you. It's over for y'all. There are some people that may not have been a great fit for you, but you can still rock with them, mess with them. You know what I mean? You know, you might still be able to see some type of way that y'all could put it back together, even if you couldn't do it now. The person that I'm talking about is giving you the revelation that this is O-V-E-R, yo, get back in ye car. and drive away, because y'all ain't getting back with you today. It's no way. I thought that when we was together back in the days that we would be together for the rest of our days. But those ways and days have changed, and they not going back. I had to rearrange my thought process. The mess that you put me through is a little small thing to others, but to me and you, it was a large thing, bigger than a giraffe, and the long-ass neck that you gave me ain't the half of the things that I'm trying to say to you today. I ain't getting with you no way. So I hope that you had no plans of, yo, making me again your man. Because I'm going to have to let you know for sure that I'm out of here. Yeah, open up the door. Don't try to stand by that. Don't try to block my way. It's not going down like that today. Hey, yeah, I still think you're cute and fine and smart, and you are a good mother with good heart. But you still not the one for me. And I understand this is not a meme on social media, face. All right, so let's go, y'all. Let's go, baby. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. If y'all want to call in, give you 2 cents. You know, that's how it's going down. So, all right, let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what some of the stuff y'all said. Now, y'all know I'm going all the way back up in these comments. So, Narcil says 5 minutes into a conversation will do it. It will, my brother. Like, that shit come to you quick. It come to you quick. Like, you forgot your keys in the house or your wallet. Like, thank you for reminding me. Thank you. Like, woo! I talk to you later. I forgot my sanity. I got to go in the crib and look for it. I misplaced the shit. My sanity, peace of mind, my serenity. Bonehead thing. I left the house without it. Ran into you. But thanks for reminding me. Stacy White, what's going on, ma? Good to hear me. Good to see me. Good to, yo. Nora says, even 2 minutes will do it. It might. Robbie Ming says, I don't go backwards because it will be worse than before. That's why they are exes. Yeah, but even if you had no intentions of getting back with somebody, you still may have had reservations, felt like there was a mystery. Maybe you had questions about why exactly y'all couldn't get together. Like, some things are pretty obvious about why y'all can't be together. Like, such and such don't want to stop cheating. They don't want to stop using drugs. They don't want to keep their hands to themselves. They don't want to communicate. They don't want to open up. They don't want to get a job. They don't really want to start a family. Things like that. But other things might be like gray areas where you couldn't exactly figure out what went wrong or what is wrong, but you know that something is wrong. And it takes being around them again to remind you, like, oh, shit. Yep. TK Wright says, there's nothing like going through personal relationship growth only to find out that the other person is still stuck in the same mental and emotional space as before. Carol Chamberlain, Favorita says, sometimes you just get a bad vibe about a person. Gotta listen to your gut. Sometimes a conversation with somebody will seem like a punch in the gut. You know, when you get somebody that look like, and you doing this in person, like, you ain't supposed to have that look nowhere except on the phone. Like, You know, you be talking to somebody on the phone, and they talking all the crazy shit. You like, well, the person that I'm talking about will make you do that in person, yo. They will make you do that in real time. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They will make you do that in real time. Yeah. Yeah, that's when it's serious. That's when it's extra, extra serious. All right. Ansel Jones says, people in your life for seasons, but they might have been in your life for a lot of seasons, yo. Off and on and off, because you can be off and on with somebody and never really realize how come you're off and on. Never really realizing how come y'all can't stay consistent. And one day when y'all been separated for a year or two or three or whatever, then you finally fucking get it. You finally, the light turns on. Flick. Oh, shit. I see. Like, it's like you just got your proverbial eyeglasses. Like, oh, it was very fuzzy before. Oh. Yeah, these images are sharp now. Like that, y'all. Nar says, I was told that people enter our lives for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And then Davis, the number one, says, hey. Oh, okay, you're talking about stopping by. Okay, that's what's up. All right. Do you still smoke? Like, if I was a smoker, yeah, I would feel some kind of way about that. Like, yeah, I still smoke. You know, smokers are defiant anyway. Like, yeah, I still smoke. Just like I was smoking when you was with me. Which means why I still smoke. Who the fuck is you for me to stop smoking for? Who are you? It's a bad situation when you start feeling that way. Who the fuck are you for me to change anything about myself for? For real, for real. Not at this point. And who are you to ask me about what I'm still doing? How about this? How about I'm still doing what the fuck I want when the fuck I want to with whoever the fuck I want to do it with? And then you know, when you kick it like that, then it's like, well, dag, you don't have to get all like that. No, I ain't have to, but I chose to, just like I choose everything else the fuck I want to do. Just like you chose to try to press buttons, I'm choosing to let you know, well, this is what happens when you press these buttons. That's what's up. You still blah, blah, blah. You still blah, blah, blah. Carol Samuel says, some people have too much negativity that I can't handle. Yeah. No. Ansel Jones says, wait a minute, hold on. I don't want to miss these are good comments. Annette Davis says, it doesn't even got to be someone you were in a romantic relationship with. No, it don't, because you might not fuck with them as a friend no more, even as an associate. Somebody that you would call on the phone just to see how they were doing. It might not, they might not be that anymore. Like, you know what? How about I'm gonna rock out with this fly eraser. I got an eraser for you. I'm about to use that bitch. Yeah, that. Ansel Jones says, ask about your ex when you're current both at the table. I think that's dangerous work right there. You know, I don't think you want to do that. Nar says, why should I still look for the good in somebody that clearly gives no no shits about me. Well, they might give a shit about you, but they just want to get under your skin. And I realize that some people can't even help it. Like, that really is their personality. Either that, or they have such a hard time getting past the fact that you didn't look at them as the one. Some people get on their shit. Like, how dare you not choose me when I chose you? You know, so they might start picking out little things about you that you might be a little sensitive about. But you might not even be sensitive about those things. It might just be like, you know, I do me. Why don't you find something you to do? That's the problem here. You don't have enough you to do. You should find some you and do it. But that's the problem. You don't have any you. You are depleted of you. The only you have is somebody else. Your sense of self comes through everybody else. So if everybody or anybody else doesn't think that you're great, you don't think you're great. You want to really piss somebody off? Start pointing that type shit out. They don't like that shit. But you might have a hard time convincing them that they brought that shit on themselves. So they might get you to the point where you're doubling down on making sure that you don't even think about getting back with them no more. And now you want them to make sure that they don't think about getting back with you. That's it. That's it. That's over. That's done. That's finished. Finito. Completa. Okay. Rob said, they might not even get a hello from me. Wow. No, I said, I might take a glance and keep it moving. Wow. Carol Chamberlain says, what happens if she grabs your ankles? Well, she grabbed my ankles. Well, first of all, she wouldn't grab my ankles. Because if she had grabbed my ankles in the first place, then we wouldn't have had this long-ass hiatus. But maybe she ain't grabbed the ankles right. Like, you grabbing my feet. Those not ankles. You scuffing up my sneaks. Stacey White says, when you realize that's where your anxiety comes from, you don't want to go back. No, it says, quoting a friend of mine, they're fighting life. Annette Davis, number one, says, I had one of my exes reach out to me through someone else, and I said, oh, hell no, I ain't doing that, shaking my damn head. Yeah, Annette, you should have been here the other day. We was talking about that, you know, speaking, you know, stop speaking to me through other people. Yeah, you should, that was a good look. Robbie Mix says, they need to act their age and not their shoe size. Yeah, it's just like, yo, man, it is. It's a tough, tough situation. It is. When you realize that somebody that you may have used to be in love with, or at the very least respected, or used to have fun with, maybe y'all used to have fun and laughs and all of that, but you realize that it wasn't really genuine. It's not that you weren't genuine, but the time that y'all spent together, and, you know, you realize, like, they was really knee-deep on some other shit. Queen Monica Davis. What up, Queen Monica? On the Insta-Grizzy, get the Insta-Grizzy, Insta-Grizzy side. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because then you start to realize that, dag, you really have grown up. Now, you really have come of age. Now, you really are mature. Because now you're able to say no. Now you're able to resist. Now you're able to be more patient. And you've gained a whole lot more understanding than you had before. Now the picture is starting to become a lot more clearer. So yeah. When you realize that you can't, you realize why you can't mess with them no more. You can realize it through a phone call, a meeting. I don't know if you will realize it through a memory, because sometimes your memory paints them as being, if not the good guy, but innocent enough. It's not till they come back that you realize, like, oh, shit. Like, for women. Oh, yeah. I remember. My kids ain't like this man. And I don't blame my kids for not liking him, because he didn't like them. And he didn't know how to treat no kids. His whole perspective on family was messed up. So even though he and I got along real well, I'm going to be with a man that don't like my kids. This will end up like some bullshit on the ID channel. And I'm not killing my kid. And neither is anybody else. Yeah, so a memory doesn't always do it. Sometimes you have to be around them or talk to them to see how they perform. You got to get reminded on how they perform. And then you finally get it. You may not have been able to get it at all when you were younger or at that different time when you were all enthralled, you were all enamored, you were all in love, you were all in like Paul in. Yeah. Reminding you of why you can't mess with them no more. For man, you know it's bad when, you know, let's say she's trying to give up some ass or even offer to blow you and you like, nah, I'm good. Like, damn, nigga. Like, yeah, damn nigga is right. If I hit, then I'm going to have to talk to you afterwards and you're going to start talking all that old bullshit and I don't. You gonna get right back on that shit. Nah, nope, I'm gonna stay right here on this side. We good. You're a good person. You're a good person, but you ain't no good for me. Maybe I ain't no good for you either. But you rub me the wrong way. I don't know if I rub you the wrong way. And then David says, they might have been born during a leap year. Yeah, they was born on February 29th. But yeah, it's one of those things. You really get that revelation. You get to wondering to yourself, where was that revelation when I needed it? When I was struggling in this relationship, and struggling with this relationship, where was this truth? Well, it comes when it comes. You may think that you were ready for it before, but you evidently weren't, because if you were, then you wouldn't be in this position to even have to ask this question. We all go through it, though. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We only got a little bit of time left, y'all. But, yeah, I want y'all to think about this for a minute. Reminded of why you can't mess with them no more. And it's different for each person. Like, one thing I'm trying to be careful not to do tonight is talk about things from my perspective. You know what I mean? You know, like, y'all know how I feel about weave and wigs and makeup and all that kind of shit. But if I was a woman and I was dealing with a man that constantly picked at that. Like, why you wearing that makeup? I mean, you wearing a weave again? You putting on that wig again? Come on now. Blah, 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 blah. although he may be expressing that I should love myself the way I am, he also needs to respect the fact that this is what I need in order to feel comfortable. And by him picking at me like that day in and day out or time again, it's letting me know that he's not supportive of me. It lets me know that he's not patient with me. It lets me know that he's not willing, to work with me. He wants me to already be prefab, pre-done. He wants me to be a TV dinner. I might still be cooking. And I'm speaking like as if if I was a woman and having to think from that perspective. You know, nobody wants to be involved with somebody that they know does not believe in them. They know does not believe in them. They know does not have any confidence in them. Or, you know, it's just like, because it's going to show. It's going to show. How should, I'm trying to think of an example of how your significant other or your spouse should look at you physically. Like somebody should see the sparkle in your lover's eyes when you are there. It shouldn't be like, sometimes they might straight like, you know, like couples, who are together who consistently and constantly express to each other how you ain't all that. Whatever. Your head gonna get too big. You know what I'm saying? You know, here you go with that shit. Here you go with that narcissistic shit and all that kind of stuff. It's, in some cases, it might be true. But what they're saying to you is, yeah, a lot of people think that you're great, but I don't. At best, you're good. At best, you're good. You ain't no greatness for you. It's bad. Okay. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs, y'all. I think your lover should look at you sort of like your pets greet you when you come home. That's closer to the look that they should have on their face. They ain't got to start wagging and having their tongue out. But it should be like, they should think that you're something special and exclusive. Not just some on the rack bitch, off the rack bitch, whatever. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious February 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Karen Darlene Montgomery. Happy birthday to you, Karen Darlene, and also Adrian Heights with the book, Rip the Bandage. Happy birthday to you. And she's raising money, oh, for donations to Rip the Bandage. And also, Naomi Fiordi, wait a minute, I always get this name crazy. Naomi Fiordimondo, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Kevin Alfred. My man Kev Alfred turning 55 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious February 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the dance. The rock out. Rock on and do the dance. Rock out. Rock on and do the dance. And you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. You're going to get reminded of how come you're not with somebody anymore. And on a positive note, it may finally take away that sadness, because you may have really been sad that the person that you really wanted to be with, or that you thought that you wanted to be with, or the person that you were totally obsessed with, is really not all that. And you can finally see what other people were trying to get you to see a long time ago, but you wasn't listening because you was, you know what I mean? You was crazy in love. But it's going to be all right. You know, life is living, learning, growing, exploring, understanding, you know, just getting to a point where you can live with yourself a little bit more and a little bit better, and trying to get you to a safe space. You can't be safe. You can't feel safe with somebody that you don't feel is on your side. And when you find out that the person that you're with is on your side, then you need to switch sides, because you're on the wrong side. They on that side and you on your side. But you thought that you were both on their side. Well, it ain't true. Now it's time for you to make a decision on what you going to do. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Ism show, 7 p.m. And Annette Davis is the number one, as long as and everybody else. I hope to see you here. All right. With that being said, let me get my blog talkers on up out of here. I go bye-bye. You go bye-bye? They did go bye-bye. Yes, you go bye-bye. All right. And for my Instagrammers, yeah, Five Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar.